Let me mention two or three things here. I gave a talk yesterday about the energy agenda that I hoped we could pursue in this Congress, and I made four basic points as to things we need to emphasize as part of that energy agenda. One was we need to maintain and even increase in some areas support for energy research and development. The president talked about this as being our greatest competitive strength, and we need to continue to give priority to this. Second, we need to be sure to put some policies in place to have a strong domestic market for these clean energy technologies, whether it's photovoltaic cells, wind turbines, whatever the technology is. Other countries are putting those policies in place, and the demand for these technologies is growing in Europe and in Asia to a greater extent than it is in the United States, which has got to be a concern. Third, we need to be sure we have the financial underpinnings for many of these projects in the way of loan guarantees, in the way of financial assistance. That's something, again, that other countries are outdistancing us on, and we need to be concerned about that. And the final item I mentioned was this issue of U.S. manufacturing. If we're going to see the manufacturing of photovoltaic cells and panels and wind turbines and other energy-related products in this country, we need to provide help through the tax code to encourage those facilities to locate here. We put in place last year as part of the Recovery Act a provision which was labeled as Section 48C, and what that was a provision that said up to 30% of the cost of building a plant or re-equipping a plant to produce these advanced energy products could be claimed as a credit by the company on their taxes. That funding has expired now. We need to once again renew that as part of what we do in this Congress. So let me stop with that. It was a speech that tried to lay out something of an agenda for the upcoming Congress, but I'm glad to talk about whatever's on your mind.
Well, you're meeting with the president on the energy issue in the United States in the year ahead and in the years ahead, and you note that in terms of spending on renewable energy, China is at 4.4% of its gross domestic product, Japan at 0.8% of its gross domestic product, and we're behind at 0.3%. Why is that? Not enough incentives for industry to go ahead?
Well, this is these are the funding levels on research that relates to the energy needs of the country. I think the truth is, we went through a period over the last 15 or 20 years where we ramped up federal support for biotechnology research, and we put a lot of additional money into the National Institutes of Health, for example, to develop new drugs and work on genetic engineering and all of that. That's been useful because we've made some major advances there, but we have not done anything similar to keep up in the level of funding for research related to energy. And we need to begin to correct that. So I think that explains where we are to some extent.
The Congress not acting.
Yeah, the Congress not acting, but the administration, previous administrations not requesting that we increase funding in these areas either. It's a sort of a shared responsibility to put the funds where the priority ought to be. And in my opinion, this is one area where we have not put the funds where the priority is.
Is it likely, even possible, that something might happen in the current Congress?
I think it is. We'll see the president's budget. I think he submits it on the 14th of February. And I expect that he will ask for additional funds for some of these energy-related research areas. Secretary Chu Secretary of Energy is going to testify before the Energy Committee on the 16th of February and talk about the priorities of the administration as reflected in that budget. So I hope that we'll see some significant priority given to these areas.
I may ask for it, but the Congress is not in a mood to spend money right now.
Well, that's true. I do think that Congress hopefully will have the good sense to make distinctions between those areas where we can cut funding and those areas where we can increase funding or keep it the same. As we go through that prioritizing process, I hope energy-related research and development can be supported.
You've got a hearing coming up on Thursday, is it, or is it tomorrow?
Well, we had a hearing today on medical isotopes, which is another somewhat related issue, but nuclear medicine, I think people are perhaps somewhat aware that more and more we are using isotopes to help diagnose cancer, heart problems, a variety of health problems. And we do not have currently a domestic supply for these isotopes. We're dependent upon Europe to supply them. We're dependent upon Canada to supply them, South Africa. So we have a bill that we considered today in our hearing to help build a domestic capability in this so that we're not dependent upon these other sources because, frankly, these other sources are not going to be that reliable in the future. We expect the Canadian source or supply of these medical isotopes to be dramatically reduced beginning in 2016, and so we need to build up our domestic supply before then.
How do medical isotopes relate to the Energy Committee?
Well, they relate to the Energy Committee because they are produced, of course, as a byproduct of nuclear fusion, and the radioactivity in high level uranium or high level uranium and low level uranium are needed in order to produce these nuclear isotopes.
Once we get nuclear materials like isotopes and other stuff, when they're used, they have to go somewhere. There's a fair amount of anguish in New Mexico about not only New Mexico, but the western part of Texas being used as a dump for this spent nuclear material. Does that enter into the discussion anywhere?
Well, it didn't enter into the discussion we had today, but obviously the larger question that you raise is very much on the minds of people here in the Congress, and that is what should the country plan to do long-term with regard to high-level nuclear waste coming from nuclear reactors. The plan had been, of course, for many years that we would put it at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. That is no longer the plan. And we do not have a plan B as yet. So that's going to have to be something over the next few years that the administration and the Congress settle on a plan B, and I don't know where that'll come out.
That's it for me.
All right. Okay, good talking to you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.